When the Bible Broke the Law by
Yana,
Riley,
Liv,
Jude,
and Bibi.
The year was 1860, and tension was rising between the North and the South. Female slaves had it hard. They would work while pregnant, just as hard as men, and for just as long. Not many slaves were educated, but some people believed in equality. Emma was one of those people. She was the daughter of a slave owner in South Carolina, but she believed slaves had the right to education. She thought two slaves, Naomi and Veronica, deserved to be literate.
"Tonight, meet me in the attic at 11:30, so I could teach you to read the Bible."
"We have to be quiet."
"I know, we can't get caught, or we'll be in trouble."
"Get to work."
"Yes, sir."
"Emma, stay away from those slaves."
"Yes, father."
Emma hurries inside while the slaves work. Later that night, Naomi, Veronica, and Emma are in the attic reading the Bible.
"Encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory."
"Encouraging."
"Encouraging."
"Encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory."
"Good job. Here's the next verse. In the morning, Lord, do you hear my voice? In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly."
"In the morning."
"Yes."
"Lord, do you hear my voice?"
"Good."
"In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly."
"Good."
"Thank you for teaching us. We are very grateful for your help."
"Of course. My pleasure."
John walks in surprised.
"What are you doing with those slaves?"
"Nothing, father. Run!"
Naomi and Veronica get up and push him out of the way. They run out the door frantically.
"Follow me, Veronica."
By the time John gets up, Naomi and Veronica are long gone.
"What were those slaves doing with you?"
"I was teaching them to read. It wasn't their fault."
"Where are they? Where did the slaves go?"
"I don't know, father. I'm going to bed."
Emma slams the door, anxious to get away from her father. She sneaks outside to find Naomi and Veronica, but they were far away from the plantation. Naomi and Veronica made it to the Underground Railroad. They escaped and helped other slaves to read. John continued to look for Naomi and Veronica, but he never found them.